Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. And if you can't be next to me, your memory is ecstasy. I miss you more than life. I miss you more than life.
Jack Blues Bieber is the baby's name.
You're still on that. I think it's cute. Jack Blues.
Justin and Haley had a baby. Jack Blues Bieber.
They could have gotten so much weirder with that name, and they did not. Didn't Kylie Jenner name her baby like Wolf or something?
I'm not exactly sure, but there's a search engine for that we can use.
Yeah, I've heard of it, I think.
Anyway, we're going to get into middle names a little bit later on this morning. It is the Q Morning Show, Q104, Bill and Alyssa. So I've been very self-conscious about coming to work lately, especially when I get my workouts done early. So I've been working out before the show.
Jumping. You're such an overachiever.
I don't think that's really it. It's just that's when it's sometimes convenient for me to get into the workout room and get 30 minutes in on the treadmill. And that's what I did this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Except I'm self-conscious about being stinky and smelly and sweaty when I come into the studio in the morning.
For reference, we only have maybe, I don't know, what would you call this? Like 5 feet between us?
Is that enough feet?
I think for the average person would probably be able to smell you. But because my sinuses are all over the place, I can't smell anything, like, ever.
And I'd like to shower. And there are showers in the workout room downstairs. Except that last time that I tried to do it, there was no hot water.
So you're taking a cold shower bright and early.
Yeah, I waited and waited and waited, and there was no hot water. I don't want to do that to myself again.
I wouldn't want to do that to myself. That's a terrible way to start the day.
I may have found a solution. Rinse-free bathing wipes.
Wow, okay. Are they like extra double-sized, like wet wipes, basically? Are they just huge?
It's like a wet wipe. They are big. Yeah, they're very thick. They're enriched with aloe vera, latex-free, alcohol-free, extra soft, moisturizes.
How many times do you think you can use those, though, before an actual shower?
Oh, just once.
Just once?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm happy to hear that.
I use them on my face and on my neck area, basically. So, yeah, that's how I rinse down after my workout today. Rinse-free bathing wipes. I hope it's good enough for you.
You're smelling normal.
Right now I am?
I don't smell anything, so I would call that a good sign.
Well, that's a win for me. I'm just trying to be courteous. Courteous to my coworkers. That's my goal.
You're doing such a good job, Bill. I'm so proud of you.
Good morning. It's Q104.
Small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 6:55 on Q104.
Connor is in Seven Hills. Good morning, Connor.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Doing well. I love your energy. What's your good vibe for today?
Oh, man, let me just tell you. I've got this terrier poodle. Her name is Fizzle. Last week, she turned 17. This girl is incredible. Still looks and acts like a puppy, but she's getting older, so I built this little stair bench that goes up to the couch, so now she can get up and down, and watching her flip out over this thing is so exciting.
Oh my gosh.
My 17. I just did some quick math. 102 in dog years.
Yeah, she's like my great-great-great-great-great-grandmother.
And she's still having the time of her life at 102 years old.
Yeah, she's doing something right. I love this girl.
So you made those dog stairs by yourself?
Yeah, I work with my hands. I get scrap lumber and stuff. So just whatever I have left over, I'll build little things. So I built a little staircase, yeah.
Oh,
that also sounds like a side hustle to me.
It kind of does.
It could be. Yeah, I should do like a Facebook marketplace or something. Right? Yeah.
You totally should.
I mean, I have bought dog stairs in my life. I would prefer to buy some really nice ones for somebody that would handcraft them.
Right. So.
All right. You're my first customer then.
There we go.
Thank you, Connor. We appreciate the good vibe this morning. Thank you for listening.
All right. Thank you.
It is easy to share your good vibes. Just call us. 216-474-0104. You can drop us a text if that is easier. Same number, 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show, Q104. Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. So we've been using ChatGPT, artificial intelligence, more and more around here. We had ChatGPT roast us last week, roast our Instagram pages.
Yeah, she was brutal.
And now Alyssa is saying that ChatGPT is being used potentially to help you in your dating life.
Yeah, so actually, if you're dating online, you know, it can always be a little bit iffy when you finally go on that first date. You finally meet that person after talking to them just on your phone, in the apps. But ChatGPT is here to help make sure that the person you're talking to is as tall as they are claiming to be.
How does that even come up when you're doing the online dating thing? Like, how does
Everybody already has in their profiles how tall they are.
Oh, okay. You have to put it in like a statistic.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So it's just one of the like things that they ask you and it'll show up on your profile. But it's one of those things that specifically, sorry, fellas, the guys usually lie about.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime that I see somebody that says that they are 5'10", I'm like, no, you're not. Nobody's 5'10". You're like 5'9", 5'8", 5'9" on a good day.
I don't even understand the thought process there.
Guys, a lot of the time will lie about how tall they are.
Why though?
They'll lie to make themselves taller.
But you're going to get busted is the first time that you meet in person. Like, are they thinking like, oh, it doesn't matter that I lied about my height. My winning personality my charm is going to overcome them. They won't even notice that I'm two inches shorter than I said I would.
I mean, it could be that. I think it's also just people relying on the fact that hopefully nobody is carrying a tape measure on their person when they go on that first date. But ChatGPT now is letting you upload pictures of your potential dates using the proportions of things around that person, to figure out how tall that person is. And I gotta be honest, I just did it myself and it put me just an inch taller. It thought I was between 5'4 and 5'6. I'm about 5'3.
Liar.
But that's pretty dang close.
I did it as well. I put in two pictures of myself standing straight up, and it got it within 2 inches. So it said, I would estimate that you're between 5'8 and 6 feet, and I am 6 feet.
There you go. So nail on the head for you.
But if it has to be super specific, though, like if someone says they're 5'8 and you're 5'7 and they come in at 5'6, you're going to notice that they're shorter than you.
Oh, well, yeah, you're going to notice. But I think generally speaking, guys will up their heights from about, like I said, like 5'8, 5'9 to about the 5'10, 6 foot range. That kind of tends to be what happens. So if you find yourself in that situation and you're like, is this person as tall as they say that they are? Just throw it in ChatGPT.
You're suggesting just stealing their pictures, put it in ChatGPT.
We're finding new uses for AI every day.
Or you could go to Cedar Point and find the guy that's guessing the height and the weight and the birthdays.
Could do that too. Another great option.
They might be helpful.
Hold me, feel so holy.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. We have Ava joining us right now. Ava is dreading this weekend. She is dreading Labor Day weekend. She needs group therapy. Ava, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What's going on?
Yeah, I am dreading this weekend. I'm supposed to go down to Columbus with my sister and another friend. We wanted to go visit one of our like mutual friends who's in grad school at Ohio State. So that was the original plan, okay? But then here's what happened in the past 48 hours.
Oh, so the plan has changed.
Oh, it's changed. Everything has changed. My lovely sister decided she just could not spend one weekend away from her wonderful boyfriend, apparently. So she invited him to come, which is fine, like totally fine. But then my friend had to drop out because she, I don't know, something came up, her parents, whatever. So it was down to just me, my sister, and her boyfriend going on this trip.
Oh, so you're third wheel.
Yes, until we were at dinner, my sister, her boyfriend, and they were meeting for the first time, this like guy that I'm just starting to casually see. So, you know, it's not serious. We've barely kissed. And my sister says to this guy, you know what? Why don't you come down to Columbus with us? And this guy that like I've gone on two dates with says like, oh yeah, that would be awesome.
Oh no,
Yep. Yeah, I literally wanted to strangle my sister right then and there at the table. Like, I don't want to spend a weekend in Columbus with this guy. Like, we just started seeing each other. Like, we haven't even, like, done anything yet. And now he's going to think that it's going to happen this weekend,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
I mean, we're sharing a hotel room.
Yeah, expectations.
Mm-hmm. And my sister says to just, like, chill out, go with it, whatever. But, like, I've never been chill a day in my life. Like, I don't want to break up with this guy, but I'm not ready to like spend a weekend with him. You know, like how do I uninvite him from this weekend?
I have no idea. What does she do?
This is tough. I've never known how to uninvite anybody from anything, let alone someone I'm sort of kind of dating.
216-474-0104. How does Ava get this guy uninvited to go down to, because what are the sleeping situations going to be like? What's the hotel situation going to be like?
Well, they're going to be sharing a room.
Yeah. 216-474-0104. How does Ava uninvite this guy from the weekend? Or maybe she shouldn't. Maybe you think she should just roll with it. Your call's next. Group therapy on the Q Morning Show.
And why the hell are you so
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, we're doing group therapy for Ava, who is scheduled to go on a trip this weekend to Columbus with her sister and now her sister's boyfriend. And now this guy that she's really only been seeing for the last few weeks. And
yeah, the reason, just started dating.
The reason why is because her sister blurted it out at dinner the other night and said,
invited him.
Hey, you want to come down to Columbus? We're all going down. We need a fourth. And the guy jumped at it right away. He's like, yeah, I'd love to. Let's do it.
Right. So, I mean, like, given that, I mean, if I were Ava, I think I would just roll with it. That's what I think I would do. I would just let him come. He seemed excited at the possibility of going on this trip.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's a lot of fun to travel with. Maybe he'll make the trip even better. You never know.
How would you handle, I think the first obstacle would be sleeping situation, the hotel situation. How would you handle that? Because I'm assuming that the sister and the boyfriend are going to have one room.
Mm-hmm.
What if there's just one room for all four of them? Is that not?
Oh, I think that's even better. If there's one room for all of them.
Because then nobody can do anything.
Right. There's no funny business happening.
Right. You're just going to sleep then.
Yeah. That would be the ideal. But if it's just her and this guy in a room,
mm-hmm.
I mean, especially on a trip, I don't think it's hard to just be like, listen, bro, I'm tired. Like, I just want to lay down. And you could also pull the, I've been watching a lot of reality dating shows this summer, and something that they do all the time is, I get hot when I sleep. Like, don't touch me. They'll build little, like, walls with their pillows sometimes, too.
In the bed?
Mm-hmm.
I think that makes it even more awkward. Let's see. Text coming in. It says, be honest. That's pretty vague. I don't know. What is she supposed to be honest about?
I don't want you to come.
Yeah, like it's too soon. she needs to tell the guy exactly what she just told you, and he'll understand. Ugh.
Mm.
I don't know. I mean, if you really like the guy, you think he would understand?
I think he would understand, but I also just think she's overthinking it. You know, it sounds to me like he just wants to have a fun Labor Day weekend, and he's probably not thinking anything more of it.
If I were the guy and Ava told that to me, yes, I would understand, but I would also still want to go on the trip. I'd be like, yeah, nothing has to happen. Let's just go. Let's have fun. You can have the bed. If there's a pull-away couch, I'll sleep in that. I'll even get my own hotel room if that makes you more comfortable.
That might be a little too far, but...
Why? Because of the expense?
The expense, and it's just so last minute, and, like, they're asking him to go. You got to supply him with a place to sleep.
I was just trying to be a gentleman. Okay, fine. I won't go at all, then.
You weren't invited anyways, Bill.
You go. See if I answer your text when you get back. Hopefully we were helpful in some way, Ava. The Q Morning Show, Q104.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Jessica in Akron, good morning.
Good morning.
So you think you can take down Alyssa today?
I'm going to try, yes.
Good luck to you. I have your three questions ready right now. Are you ready for question one?
Yes, I am.
In the movie The Wizard of Oz, what does the scarecrow want from the wizard?
A brain.
Question two. It's official. The J-Lo Ben Affleck marriage is over. Who was Ben married to before Jennifer Lopez?
Jennifer Garner.
And question three. Who is considered to be the author of the Declaration of Independence?
Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, my. Jessica, you went 3 for 3.
Woo!
Alyssa, will you please report back to the studio?
So Alyssa has a lot of pressure on her right now. Obviously, you win if you get more than Alyssa. If she gets more than you, then she wins. But that's not even possible right now. And if it's a tie, then Alyssa wins. So we're rooting that you win and you don't tie today.
Oh, fingers crossed.
Well, 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 Alyssa.
Oh, what is that? What is that tone?
You may be staring at your fifth loss in this game.
Really?
Because Jessica and Akron went 3 for 3.
All right, I got to put my game face on.
So I am going to ask you your three questions. I am not going to score it as we go along. I will just ask you the questions, and then at the end, we'll see who wins.
All right.
Question number one. In the movie The Wizard of Oz, what does the scarecrow want from the wizard?
A brain.
Question two. It's official. The J-Lo Ben Affleck marriage is over. Who was Ben married to before Jennifer Lopez?
Jennifer Garner.
And our final question, who is considered to be the author of the Declaration of Independence?
Oh, this is where you're going to get me, isn't it? You hit me with pop culture. I know all those. Thomas Jefferson?
I can't believe it. She got all three.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yes! That's it. Oh, man. Another one of those cases where I do not know where I dug that name out of. I just got lucky.
Jessica, you did as well as you could, but unfortunately, we end in a tie today. But that still means something good for you.
Ah.
We got some tickets to Cleveland Oktoberfest for you.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you.
You are so welcome.
My name is Jessica, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good to have you with us. So my son Drew is running a scam.
Hold on. Drew, he's 9, right?
Yeah, he's my 4th grader.
And he's already scheming and scamming?
Oh, yeah. Well, he's always been doing that. But here's what we caught him doing the other day. He has his homework every single night. And he has to complete his homework as soon as he gets home from school. He can't wait until later in the night. He's got to do it as soon as he gets home.
Okay.
And he's pretty good about that. So he has all of his assignments listed in his assignment planner.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all written down. And then at the bottom, a parent is supposed to initial when the homework is completed.
Okay.
Now, Paula and I have our system. Paula, my wife, we have our system down where she handles the signing off of the homework. And I handle the sports and other things that need to be done.
Okay.
It's been a pretty good system.
That's fair.
But we realized that there might have been some things that might have fallen through the cracks the past few nights.
Oh.
Because Paula's been working late and she has not been looking at Drew's planner. And Paula was assuming that because I was home with Drew and monitoring homework, that I was signing off on the planner.
Oh.
And so there was a night last week, and then I think, what's today? Tuesday? All the nights are confused. But she gets home last night, and she got home late, but she got home around 9 o'clock, so I'm still up. And she decided to pick up Drew's planner and check over the homework. Now, I know he already completed his homework earlier in the day because I was there to watch him.
Yeah, you were there. You saw him. You watched him. It's done.
So she looks it over, and she's like, okay. And she signs off. But then she looks at previous days, like a couple days last week, and noticed that homework was signed off on. Except she didn't sign.
It wasn't her signature. I knew that's where initials. You were going.
She's like, hey, these aren't my initials.
And they weren't yours, I take it.
They weren't mine. I wouldn't sign PR.
No. Okay, so he's forging already at the ripe age of 9. He is forging signatures.
The funny part is that the homework was done and completed correctly.
He probably was just like, oh, crap, I forgot to have somebody sign this.
I don't need all this red tape. I've got this.
I got this. I mean, as long as the homework is done, I guess, who cares? But also, good for him for being smart enough to figure that out that quick.
PR. Done.
Done.
I don't need to wait on these two.
Did it at least look legit? Or did it look like a 9-year-old did it?
It looked like a 9-year-old did it because it clearly did not match up with Paula's other initials.
Well, he's got some work to do in that department.
Tell you what, there's always always a leak in the dam.
They're always keeping you on your toes.
Totally. The Q Morning Show, it's Q104. Take me home. MGK, Jelly Roll, the Q Morning Show, Q104, Bill and Alyssa. I can already tell Alyssa is afraid of what I'm about to say.
I am. You said you have an insecurity, and I'm just ready to tell you not to be insecure, but I don't even know what it is yet.
It's a big deal. To me, it's a big deal.
Okay.
So I'm just going to say it, and then you can make fun of me.
Okay.
If you want to. I think that I have to go up a pant size.
Oh. Okay. Whatever.
Whatever?
I went up a pant size this year. You don't hear me talking about it.
I have been the same pant size for over 20 years.
So it's time to make some adjustments. It's called aging, Bill.
It's funny that you should react that way, because that's how my wife reacted. She's like, well, I mean, it happens to all of us eventually.
Yeah.
It's not like it happened a lot when, you know, between the ages of 0 and 18. But I think it's only happened like one other time since then. I went from like a 32 to a 34 at some point.
Uh-huh.
But I've been a 34 waist for well over 20 years. I don't want to go up a pant size.
Okay, well, you're well overdue. If you've been the same pant size for 20 years, and like, I'm just ballparking your age, I'm going to say, if you've been that for 20 years, then you were probably, at least, like, you were in your 20s, right?
Yeah, I was in my 20s.
Right, yeah. So it is time. It is long overdue.
It's time? I feel like I'm giving up.
If anything, you should look at it as a chance to replenish your wardrobe, get some new stuff that you really like. Not be hard on yourself about having to go up a pant size. Also, like, don't even get me started on this, because sizes are a farce. They're fake. They're not even real. And I have literal proof in my closet to show you that.
I feel like I'd be quitting. Like, why am I giving up now and going up a pant size? Why don't I work harder and try to adjust my diet? It's just that the older that I get, the less desire I have to want to make changes to my diet. Like, I feel like I've made enough changes and I'm done making changes to my diet. I've already given up a bunch of food that I like.
Mm-hmm.
I eat a lot less than I used to. And maybe I got to step up the workouts.
You can do that, but you can also still wear pants that fit you correctly.
Yes, once I'm able to fit back into them.
Oh, my God, no. Get yourself some pants that fit right now, and then, you know, later on down the road, when you reach your goals, maybe you can fit back into those, that smaller waist size.
Well, then what am I going to do with all the pants that I just bought that I don't fit into anymore because they're too big?
Keep them around for if you ever fluctuate a little bit. It's natural. It's normal. We're human.
I don't want to give up. 216-474-0104. Am I overreacting to this?
You are so overreacting.
Am I?
I'm because on Paula's side big time.
I feel terrible about it. It has bothered me for days.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't know that you're going up a pant size if you didn't just sit here and tell me.
Has anyone else reacted this badly to going up a pant size? I don't know. I mean, it hasn't happened in over 20 years, so...
Maybe so it's just a new experience for you.
Maybe I am overreacting. 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Ladies, leave your man at home.
Ladies, leave your man at home. The club is full of ballers and their pockets full grown.
Just like that and I'm back, bro.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. So I am feeling very self-conscious talking about all of this, and I hope I haven't triggered anyone with talking about how I feel very self-conscious. That's the first word that comes to my mind about going up a pant size.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel kind of defeated. Like I don't really want to do this. I've been at size 34 waist for a long time.
And I don't think that you should feel defeated at all. I don't.
The first thing that Marie said when she called up, Marie and Solon, she's like, geez, stop with the fat phobia.
And I'm with her.
Is that how you feel, Marie?
Yeah, totally. I just feel like it's totally okay. That's just sort of your internalized, like, fat phobia, being scared of, like, gaining weight. And, you know, it's, like, a normal part of aging. And if you've been a size 34 for 20 years, like, good on you, but it's okay.
Right.
to go up a pant size, you're still, like... Well, within, like, anyway, but you're fine.
I think it's because okay. it's not a usual experience for me. And so I guess I want to talk to people who deal with this maybe on a more regular basis. Like I said, I've been a size 34 waist for over 20 years. My wife, Paula, hasn't worked out since I've met her.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been resentful of her for that. She's never had to work out. Drives me insane. Allison is in Mayfield. Allison, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts on this? Am I overreacting to having to go up a pant size? Or should
honestly,
I was going to say, or I guess the follow-up question is, should I fight this and just work harder to stay at a 34?
I can see both sides. I don't think you're overreacting because if you feel like, you know, if you overeat, like even like Thanksgiving, even just a little bit, you're like, oh my God, like everybody can tell I ate like a ton.
Yeah.
Like if you feel it, it's in your brain. It's probably a lot more than you're like, it's not as bad as you think it is. But I just wanted to say like the opposite. So because of medical reasons for the last couple of years, I have dropped about 40 pounds, 50 pounds. Mm-hmm. In the last year, mm-hmm. actually less than that, not because I wanted to, which is totally different than like working out and trying to lose weight. When you don't want to lose it, it's almost just as bad as gaining a lot. And I have a whole closet full of jeans that no longer fit me because they're too big. So now, like, do you throw away the old jeans or do I think maybe I'll gain my weight back? Like, I know when you're trying to lose weight, they say, get rid of your big jeans. You know, that's like a mental whatever. If you know they're bigger, you're more likely to gain.
Well, it feels like giving up.
But I also don't want to buy a whole new wardrobe if I do gain weight back again.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think that my like best suggestion here is what I do a lot of the time, and I'll do this between seasons or even if there's just clothes that I don't want to get rid of, but I also don't wear on a regular basis. I'll go ahead and just throw them in a vacuum bag. And make them like really small. That way they're not taking up that much space and I'll just kind of store them in my closet. So maybe that's a good option. That way they're tucked away and you can always come back to those pants that are the wrong size if you do drop some pounds.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed that I catch COVID again.
Oh my God, don't even.
I caught COVID almost a year ago, exactly. I lost so much weight.
I'm going to slap you.
The Q Morning Show, Q104.
I don't wanna be alone tonight.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.